Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, July 29th, 2024, through Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Monday, July 29th, 2024. Co-founder of medical charity in St. Joseph, sentenced to 17 years in prison for $8 million fraud scheme. Craig Anthony Reynolds, the co-founder of a St. Joseph medical charity, was sentenced in federal court for his role in an $8 million wire fraud conspiracy that cheated hundreds of members into making false statements on a personal tax return. Reynolds was sentenced to 17 years and 6 months in federal prison without parole. The court also ordered Reynolds to pay $7,758,908 in restitution to victims, $253,474 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service, and $46,500 in restitution to the Missouri Department of Revenue. Reynolds and James McGinnis each admitted that he and his co-conspirators used false and fraudulent promises to market medical cost sharing as a healthcare sharing ministry to defraud hundreds of ministry members. They collected more than $8 million in member contributions, yet paid only 3.1% of healthcare claims so they could personally profit and take most of the members' contributions for themselves. Reynolds and McGinnis pocketed at least $5,168,268 from the member contributions from December 2015 through December 2022. Thus, Reynolds and McGinnis took at least 64% of total member contributions for their personal profit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. Justice Department to recover over $100 million in additional funds linked to 1MDB scheme. The U.S. Justice Department reached an agreement with Lo Taek Jo, also known as Jo Lo, and members of his family and trust entities, Lo Established, collectively the Lo Parties, that resolves two civil forfeiture cases. The department previously brought cases against assets that it alleges were acquired by Lo and his family using funds allegedly embezzled from One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB, Malaysia Sovereign Investment Development Group. The Lo parties have also agreed to cooperate in the transfer to Malaysia of certain other assets located in Hong Kong, Switzerland, and Singapore that are linked to 1MDB funds. Under the agreement, the department will coordinate with foreign partners to facilitate the liquidation and return of these assets to Malaysia. According to civil forfeiture complaints from 2009 through 2015, more than $4.5 billion in funds belonging to 1MDB were allegedly misappropriated by high-level officials of 1MDB and their associates, including Lo, through a criminal conspiracy involving international money laundering and bribery. 1MDB was created by the government of Malaysia to promote economic development in Malaysia through global partnerships and foreign direct investment. Its funds were intended to be used to improve the well-being of the Malaysian people. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Former Newark Deputy Mayor and Director of Newark Department of Economic and Housing Development admits scheming with two Newark businessmen to obtain bribes. Carmelo G. Garcia, a former City of Newark official who served as Deputy Mayor and Director of the Newark Department of Economic and Housing Development, and served as Executive Vice President and Chief Real Estate Officer of the Newark Community Economic Development Corporation, admitted to conspiring with two Newark business owners to obtain corrupt payments intended to influence and reward him for assisting the business owners with the acquisition and redevelopment of various Newark-owned properties. Garcia pleaded guilty to 3 counts on an information charging him with conspiracy to defraud the City of Newark and the NCEDC of Garcia's honest services wire fraud, and receiving bribes in connection with the business of a federally funded local government organization. According to documents filed in the case and statements made in court, from 2017 through April 2019, while serving as a high-level Newark official, and prior to that, as an executive officer of the NCEDC, now known as Invest Newark, Garcia sought and received significant monetary payments and other benefits from Frank Valvano Jr., Erwin Sablaski, and others in exchange for Garcia's use of his official positions and influence with the City of Newark and the NCEDC to advance real estate development matters of interest to Valvano and Sablaski. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Former Local 98 President Brian Burroughs sentenced to 4 years in prison for embezzlement of union funds, filing false government reports, and tax fraud. Brian Burroughs was sentenced to 48 months imprisonment, 3 years of supervised release, forfeiture of $135,698.11, and a $1,800 special assessment, and restitution to be determined later for crimes arising from his embezzlement of funds belonging to Local 98 to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 98. In January 2019, a federal grand jury indicted John Daugherty, Burroughs, and other union officers and employees with conspiracy and embezzlement arising from their theft and improper use of approximately $600,000 in Local 98 funds from April 2010 through August of 2016. The indictment also charged Daugherty and Burroughs with concealing the embezzlement of Local 98's funds by causing false labor management reports, known as LM2s, to be filed with the U.S. Department of Labor, and with filing false federal income tax returns by failing to report the funds they stole on their tax refunds. Daugherty was convicted of 33 counts of embezzlement of funds from Local 98, 24 counts of wire fraud by participating in a scheme to defraud Local 98 of its money, 2 counts of causing false statements to be made on the form LM2 that Local 98 was required to file annually with the Department of Labor for 2016 and 2017, 2 counts of causing false information to be reflected in the books and records of Local 98 for those years, and 3 counts of filing false income tax returns. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Man sentenced for selling $3.5 million in counterfeit and substandard electronics for use in military systems. Steve H.S. Kim was sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in prison for a scheme to defraud the Department of Defense's DOD, Defense Logistics Agency, DLA, by selling over $3.5 million worth of fan assemblies to the DLA that were either counterfeit or that he misrepresented were new when in fact they were used or surplus. According to court documents, Stephen H.S. Kim controlled Company A, which sold fan assemblies to the DLA that were either counterfeit or were used or surplus fan assemblies that Kim claimed were new. To trick the DLA into accepting the fan assemblies, Kim created counterfeit labels, some of which use Company B's registered trademarks, that he attached to the fan assemblies he sold to the DLA. When the DLA questioned Kim about the origin of the fan assemblies, Kim concealed the scheme by giving the DLA fake tracking documents that he created and often signed using a false identity. Some of these counterfeit fans were installed or intended to be installed with electrical components on a nuclear submarine, a laser system on an aircraft, and a surface-to-air missile system. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.